Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job.
Code Monkey, Apple. The podcast that shall not be named. Episode 16. Yes, still in the family truckster. It's Friday afternoon. It'd be about 10 to 5 back home, but I'm in central time zone now, so it's about 10 to 4. And I'm heading back to the local office, which is still a good 320 miles from home. Man, it's been a long week. Today I hit the pavement again, going south of Milwaukee and then west out near Madison. A couple more client meetings. Landed a couple more software contracts, which is great. Now all I got to do is write the code. Minor detail there. It's one of those disadvantages of being marketing and coding and manager all at once. Hey, we got the job! Great, now I got more work to do. But that's the joy of being self-employed. Oh, and last night, coming back to the office from another meeting, a friend of mine gave me the bad news. Bastards! Letting my true feelings come out. Google has closed down the GitHub site, had it taken down that we all shared the iOS development code on. That being said, I still have my own project filed. Now I have to think about what steps I'm going to take for that. I can still play Ingress, mainly because I have a Nexus 7. The problem is my Nexus 7 is a tablet, it's not a phone. So not only do I need to be near a target, I need to be near a target with Wi-Fi, which in the harbor is not too bad, and in Calumet's not too bad, but other places it kind of limits things. I don't have tethering turned on my iPhone, and I'm not going to. It would lose my... I still have the unlimited plan, one of the grandfathered unlimited plans out there for $29.95 a month for all I can eat. I don't want to give that up. And Verizon's like, yeah, sure, we'll turn on tethering. We'll just charge you $45 a month for 2 gig. Plus, we'll charge you another $35 a month for tethering. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. Don't quote those figures, but I don't think they're that far off. If I give up the unlimited plan, it does cost me per gigabyte to sign up. And then they charge you an additional fee close to that to tether. So I was like, I'll hold off to that as absolutely long as possible. So, yeah, I'm just really rambling tonight. It's been a long week. I'm ready to go home. If I had the energy, I got to go back to the office. I need to pack up the truck. I've got my wife's diesel pickup. I got a lot of stuff yet to haul up to Copper Harbor from down here when we had the farm. But by the time I get the truck all packed up and get the boat ready for the trip, I don't think I want to be driving through the night like that, so I'll probably spend the night here and then get a decent start tomorrow. So, pretty much of a plain Jane episode tonight. That's it. I'm pissed at Google. It's not going to help me pick up an Android phone, guys. Like they're listening. And the minicast role continues to grow. Cool. William, thanks for adding me to the list. It's great to be an honorary Canadian. I'll try to earn the title there, or at least do it proud. Till next time, it's Michael the Virtual Uper. I'll talk to you soon. Oh yeah, one more thing. Anthony, Dave, Bob, best episode ever. Can't believe it's taken me this long to discover this podcast. It's awesome. And for the events of this week, you brought back memories and you made me laugh and you've kept me sane. Thank you. And for those of you out there who haven't listened to this podcast yet, you ought to. It's awesome. So, that is all. See you next time. Bye.